Hey, friends, and welcome to season 3 of A Meaningful Mess podcast. I'm so honored that you decided to listen, and I hope that you enjoy what you hear. I'm your host, Andy McNair, and I'm a wife, mom, blogger, author, and passionate educator that believes in today's learners. I'm so glad that you found the podcast, and I can't wait to share manageable and meaningful ideas for you to utilize in your classroom and beyond. My hope is that the ideas and strategies shared each week will help you find meaning in your mess. After you listen, please feel free to subscribe, rate, and share the podcast with anyone that you think might find it helpful. You can also connect with me over on my website at andymcnair.com, on Twitter at McNairAN3, and on Facebook and Instagram at A Meaningful Mess. Thanks for being here today. Let's get started. Welcome back to A Meaningful Mess podcast. Well, this is episode 39, episode 2 of season 3. This is going quickly. I am excited to talk today about letting our learners drive. And this is a big conversation, as this kind of mindset was something that really helped shift the way that I did things in my own classroom. So when I was in the classroom, I always say I was a super traditional teacher for a really long time. The copier and I were really good friends. I really knew how to do worksheets well and prepare my learners for standardized tests. I had it down, right? Unfortunately, what I didn't realize was so much of what I was doing was not meaningful for my learners, and I was not preparing them for life beyond the walls of the classroom. We were basically just playing the game. And this idea of letting my students drive ended up changing everything. If you've ever heard me tell my story, you know that it was through Genius Hour and passion-based learning that I really began to see what it could look like when I gave my students control of the learning. And so as we kind of talk through this, I'm going to share a couple of different analogies today. Some of them I've shared already on the podcast, but they really speak to this idea of putting our learners in the driver's seat, us being in the passenger seat, which I realize is a little bit scary. I can remember also when I was in the classroom, I would sit through trainings, and when I would hear people talk about giving my students control, it seemed so scary. Like, wait, well, if I do that, what if they fail? Or what if they mess this thing up? Or what if they make me look like I'm not a great teacher? Those were the thoughts I have. I'm being super vulnerable and telling you guys that. But those were the thoughts that I had. It wasn't until I began to really make that a priority and began to design experiences in which my learners were in the driver's seat that I realized, you know what? It's through that productive struggle, and it's through that, you know, kind of experience of failure that they really learn things that they wouldn't have learned otherwise. I oftentimes say that failure is a detour. It's not a dead end. And I travel often, or I used to, right? Not so much anymore. But when I was traveling often and I would drive, I so many times would have to take a detour, and I would get so frustrated, like, oh my gosh, I'm just trying to get from point A to point B, and I have to take this other route that I wasn't planning. This is not how my phone is telling me how to go. But oftentimes on those detours, if I'm honest, that's when I see things that I would not have seen otherwise. I've passed some really cool things on a detour that I'm like, oh my gosh, I wanted to see that and totally forgot about it. And there it is. And I wouldn't have seen it on my original route. And the same is true for failure with our students or for struggle. Sometimes when they're given the opportunity to take that detour and to do it in a way that they didn't expect, they see and they learn things that they didn't expect, right? That they weren't expecting to see. And so I would encourage you to, as we talk about these different things, to really think about, I'm going to talk about 5 benefits to letting your learners drive. And I want you to think about how those benefits might change the mindset of your classroom and how it might move your learners toward meaningful learning and toward that real learning that leaves an impact. Okay, so I want to kind of start with a story. You guys know I love to tell stories. I'm definitely a storyteller. But I think I've told this on the podcast before, but it is actually true. And it is such a good indication, I think, of what our students experience when they are in, when we give them that opportunity to really be in the driver's seat. So a couple of years ago, our oldest son got his driver's license, and this was obviously our first one to drive, and it was so hard for me, y'all. I mean, I was scared to death. I was so nervous and just a complete wreck, knowing that he would be on the roads alone. I did not like that idea at all. And we actually live fairly far away from the nearest town, I guess we could say. And so he has to drive a while to get, you know, to go to the movies or to go to the store. And it just made me, I would get this anxiety every time he would leave the house. And so we were at a baseball tournament in Dallas. And I knew that if I could witness him driving on the interstate in Dallas, that he would probably, I would probably feel much more comfortable with him driving at home. And so I said, hey, why don't you drive me to the store and we'll hit the interstate and I'll just see how you do, right? This is going to be, it's going to be fun. He kind of looked at me with this look like, is it going to be fun? And I was like, yeah, of course it is. So we get in the car and we start driving. And as soon as he starts to drive, I mean, I am just chirping in his ear. I had all sorts of advice, right? Slow down, use the blinker. How fast are you going? Are you even using your mirrors? What is happening right now? I just would not stop. And so much so that at one point he pulls the car over and he said, Mom, I can't do this with you just in my ear. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not driving. And he gets out of the car and refuses. And I think that that's sometimes what we see with our learners when they become apathetic or they get to that place of, you know what? I'm just not going to do this anymore. I'm just not willing to play the game. And then, so fast forward to a couple of weeks later, we get, you know, home from the baseball tournament and you know, he drives a little bit by himself. And then I needed to drive into town from our small town. And I asked him to go with me. And he kind of looked at me like, I'm not falling for this again. Absolutely not. And I promised him that I would not chirp in his ear, that I would let him drive. I ended up having to promise Cane's chicken to him so that he would go with me. And I decided, like, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and I'm going to let him drive. And so as we started down the road, I wanted to so bad. I can't tell you how badly I wanted to give advice, but I didn't because I knew I needed to know what he could do, right? I needed him to show what he knows, right? So as he started driving, I was just quiet. And here's what I realized. He asked questions when he needed answers, or he asked questions when he needed guidance. He said, Mom, do I need to merge into the other lane? Mom, am I going too fast or who has the right of way? He had all sorts of questions that he wasn't sure about. But when I was in the passenger seat and I was truly in the passenger seat, that's the difference, right? We can be in the passenger seat, but if we're just still chirp, chirp, chirping away, and telling them exactly what they need to do, ultimately they are still not in the driver's seat. They're just sitting there, but we're still controlling everything. I think that that was a big aha moment for me to realize that he did not need me to give him all of those instructions. He knew what he needed from that experience and was willing to ask when I was truly in the passenger seat. I think this is such a great illustration for what we often do to our learners. We feel like we need to help them so much that we forget to put them in the driver's seat and let them ask the questions. But the thing is, it's when they're in the driver's seat that they learn the most. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not suggesting that we as teachers sit in the back seat and keep our mouths shut. I'm simply suggesting that we design experiences that put our students in the driver's seat while we remain in the passenger seat, ready to step in and provide direction, guidance, and assistance when needed. Throughout the pandemic, I've shared the illustration of a seesaw and how, you know, what is fun about a seesaw is that give and take of control. I've often shared how my sister and I, when we were little, we would go to a seesaw near our home and we would hop on. And when you think about a seesaw, it's the person who has their feet on the ground. That's the person who has control of the seesaw experience. And it's not until that person pushes off and lets go of the control that it really becomes a give and take, right? I'm on the ground, you're on the ground. I'm on the ground, you're on the ground. And with the remote learning experience with COVID-19, I think we realized that for so long, we as educators have been the ones with our feet on the ground. And we decided when we would push off and give our students control. And then all of a sudden, when that remote learning happened, it was as if that control shifted. And now our students had their feet on the ground. And they decided when they learned, how they learned, where they learned, and even if they learned. And some of them did not. But we as teachers, we as educators were kind of dangling up here in the air, trying to figure out, okay, what do we do next? And I think through that, we've been able to see as we reflect, we talked about that in the last episode, right? Episode 38 was all about reflecting on 2020. And thinking about that and talking through that, I think we've realized there's that need for that give and take of control. That's very, very important. I also want to point out that on the day that my oldest went with me, that we were driving, I still had to tell him where we were going. I still had to let him know. So don't hear me saying like just walk into class and be like, okay, you're in the driver's seat. You decide where we go, what we do, how we do it. There are still so many things that as educators, we're expected to provide and we have to provide. And I remember when I was in the classroom, I told my students so much more than where we were going. I felt the need to tell them everything they were going to see when they got there and everything they had to experience at every single turn. And I was not willing to let them experience a detour. And so now that I can look back on that experience and I'm able to work with teachers, it's easy for me to see that when I began to simply tell my students where we were going, but give them some freedom in deciding how we get there and what we're going to see when we get there, that's when real learning began to happen. Not playing the game learning, but real learning that was meaningful to them. And everything just became more intentional. I told Corey where we needed to go, but I let him use his resources and his skills to figure out how to get there. So I want to talk about these five benefits to putting your learners in the driver's seat, because I think some of these you're going to think about and think, you know what, I would love for my students to get to experience that or to know what that is or what that looks like. And I really believe that these things ultimately happen from getting out of their way, sitting in the passenger seat, and letting them drive. Okay, so what's cool about these five things is they're actually an acronym, I think that's the word for it, for DRIVE. The letters spell out the word DRIVE, so super easy for you to remember. And the first one is determination. I think when our learners drive, they are often more determined to show us what they are able to do when we give them some control over the situation. They're going to know, okay, my teacher is actually putting me in the driver's seat. They're giving me some control. Now, I want to say they're not going to be super comfortable with this at first. When I was in the classroom and I began to give my students some control over the learning, it wasn't like they came to me and said, oh my gosh, thank you so much for this control. We are determined to show you what we can do now that you have opened the doors of possibility. In my head, that's what was going to go down. That is not what actually happened. In fact, they were really uncomfortable with being in control of their own learning, and they still wanted me to spoon feed them information. And it had to be kind of a gradual release process of, you know what, this is okay, and you can do this, and it's okay if you fail, and it's okay if you take this detour. Those were conversations that we had to have. But ultimately, our learners want us to see what they can do, and they seem to show more determination when they are given the opportunity to learn on their terms. So determination, that's a big one. Definitely something I think that most of us would love to see from our learners, because how often do we see that apathetic mindset or just the, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. That's not going to benefit them in the long run. It's not going to create learners who are willing to and able to learn beyond the walls of the classroom. Okay, R, so that was D, determination. R is relevance. And this is huge, right? I talk so much about things being meaningful. And if we had to boil meaningful, what makes something meaningful to our learners, if we had to boil that down to one thing, I would say relevance plays a huge role in that. Oftentimes, learning happens as a result of relevance. In other words, our learners have to be able to connect to what is being learned. You guys have probably heard me say before, we have to connect to their right now. We can't connect to their later. We can't say you're going to need this 10 years from now. It has to be relevant right now. And putting them in the driver's seat provides the opportunity for them to make those connections. And therefore, relevance makes the learning real and meaningful for them as individuals. And that's super important. So relevance is something that we always want to make a priority in our classrooms, because when it is relevant, it is meaningful. And when it is meaningful, it will stick. It will stay with them. It will be something that they remember in the long term versus just remembering it for a unit test or just remembering it for a couple of weeks. Okay, so D, determination, R is relevance, I is independence. This is a big one, and I think we saw this throughout the remote learning experience, that a lot of our learners lacked the ability to learn independently. We don't have a ton of independent learners. How many times do we complain about the amount of assistance our learners require to get things done? They want to know how to do, when to do, where to do, and what to do. Giving them the opportunity to drive lets them practice independence, which we know, again, is a skill that they will need beyond the walls of the classroom. Even thinking about the workforce and their careers. We all have known or know someone who is unable to do anything independently. They always need somebody else's approval, or they always need somebody else to say, that's a great idea. And we know how frustrating that can be. And so we want our kids to be able to decide, to make a decision, right? To say, hey, this is what I think I should do. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm willing to try. I'm willing to make an independent decision and see what the outcome is before moving forward. And I just think that's a thing that has to be practiced. It's not something that comes natural. I'll be super honest. I sometimes struggle with that still, just making a decision and rolling with it, because I'd have to remind myself all of the time, failure is a detour. It's okay if this doesn't go as well as I had planned the first time. Okay, so D, determination, R, relevance, I, independence, V is value. This kind of goes hand in hand with relevance. Valuing the learning is what will make learning relevant to our students. So being in the driver's seat brings value to the learning. When learners are unable to find value in what is being learned, they disconnect and they become apathetic, right? You've heard me say that word a lot, but I think that so many of our learners are there. It would be similar to someone following you at the grocery store and putting things in your cart without sharing why you need those things. That's what it looks like when our learners don't value the learning. Imagine that. Imagine walking around the grocery store, somebody's following behind you, and they're just throwing stuff in your cart. They're not telling you why you need it. They're not telling you why it's important. They're just putting it in your cart. What would you probably do? You would probably put that right back on the shelf. Yes. So I think it's important to let's just acknowledge that that's oftentimes what our students do. We're putting it in their cart. They're taking it right back out of their cart and putting it back on their shelf, back on the shelf. They're not buying what we're selling because they don't find value in it. Now, if we put something in the cart, if we value what is being put in our cart, or we understand why we need it. So maybe that person who's putting it in the cart is saying, hey, you're going to need this for that recipe that you're making on Tuesday. Or, hey, this is on your menu this week. This is why you need, or you're making pancakes Friday morning. You need syrup. We're much more likely to keep it in the cart, right? Not only would I keep it in the cart, but I'd be like, oh my goodness, thank you so much. That's so helpful. Can you come back with me every single time? And I just, that's the same is true for our learners. If they know why they need it or how they're going to use it or how they can use it right now is a better idea, how they can use it right now, they're going to be much more likely to keep it in the cart. When our students value the learning, they will keep it in the cart and remember what has been learned for a longer period of time. The last, okay, so let's go through one more time. D is determination, R is relevance, I is independence, V is value. The last letter is E, and that stands for empowerment. Letting our students drive empowers them to learn beyond the walls of the classroom. You've heard me say that probably four times now. That is our goal, right? Is that we take whatever is happening in the classroom and we show them how that's going to be used beyond the walls of the classroom. It provides the opportunity for them to make decisions, become self-aware, and manage themselves in a way that simply isn't possible in a teacher-driven classroom. It just isn't. I can tell you now in the job that I have now, right, and I get to visit classrooms and I get to see what teachers are doing. It is so evident in a teacher-driven classroom versus a student-driven classroom, the level of empowerment is it's very clear is what I'm trying to say. I don't know why the words are not coming out. It's very clear to recognize when students are empowered and when they're not empowered. And so when you are in a student-driven classroom, the level of empowerment is increased. You can see that those students are more independent. They are more determined. They are able to find relevance and value on their own. Where in a teacher-driven classroom, those students are always looking to their teacher to provide those things, right? They're always waiting for their teacher to say, here's what you do next. Here's what you need to do now. And the problem with that is that simply just empowers them to complete worksheets and to be prepared for standardized tests. When we empower our learners, that prepares them for the life that we as educators want to see them live as they graduate and move beyond the school experience. So empowerment is huge. I think we would all agree that we want to engage. We want to get our students to that willingness to invest. And then ultimately, we want our students to be empowered, to be able to show what they know. Those are all things that we want to move toward in education. And I think it was episode 36 that I talked about some different ways that your learners can show what they know. And I gave some different tools you could use to do that. So if you want to go back and listen to that, I believe it was episode 36. I'm sorry if that's wrong. I'm just doing that by memory. Okay, so that's it. Hopefully in listening to this, you've been able to kind of hear the benefits of letting your learners drive and have some control over the learning. They are capable of so much more, y'all, than we give them credit for. I often hear that this generation is described as spoon-fed and coddled. Here's the thing. Those two things are things that are done to someone. So if we don't want this to be the case, we simply have to stop spoon feeding and stop coddling them. Think back to my story with Corey. In order for me to really feel comfortable with him driving without me even being in the car, I had to be willing to be in the passenger seat. And I had to be willing to let him drive, truly let him drive, while I waited for him to ask me the questions that he needed answers to. And sometimes that was me providing an answer, and sometimes it was me guiding him. You know, it was me saying like, hey, what do you think? But make no mistake, if we were about to run off the road or things got really dangerous or scary, I would have reached over and grabbed the wheel. And that's the great thing about being in a passenger seat as educators. We are never too far from them that we can't step in and really provide the assistance that they need. But ultimately, putting them in the driver's seat is what is going to result in real learning. So I want to encourage you to set a goal to move into the passenger seat this school year. Choose one of those benefits, right? Let's go through them one more time. D was determination. R was relevance. I was independence, V was value, and E was empowerment. Choose one of those benefits to really look for and help your learners attain. in doing so, I think you'll realize not only how capable they are, which is exciting when you get to see that, but how much more fun it is as an educator to kind of be that guide on the side throughout their learning journey, to get to see that and experience it and go on the detours with them. Very, very cool. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. I hope that that DRIVE kind of acronym helps you remember those things and how important they are for your learners. So thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to learn with me today. I absolutely love this community and enjoy sharing and learning with you. Check out today's episode notes by swiping up in most podcast apps. If you'd like to learn and connect more, you can follow me over on Twitter at McNairAN3, and you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at A Meaningful Mess. You can always find tons of resources, inspiration, and information over on my website, andymcnair.com. Be sure to check out my blog, Genius Hour resources, and so much more. Enjoy the rest of your day, and as always, I hope that today's episode has inspired you to find meaning in your mess.